Hi, I'm Michael. You don't have to agree with everything I say, but I hope you'll listen long enough to find the parts that make sense. This isn't about winning arguments. It's about finding a little common ground in a world that's gone a little sideways. I grew up with the truth. Now I watch them bury it. I grew up believing truth had power, that facts could stand on their own, maybe bruised in the headlines, maybe doubted in the moment, but ultimately stronger than lies. And when the truth got too hard to face, we had satire. A comedian could say what a politician couldn't. Laughter was a lifeline, not just for humor, but for honesty. Now I watch that lifeline being cut. The recent cancellation of The Late Show hit harder than I expected. Not because I thought Stephen Colbert could save the country with a monologue, but because I saw the message behind it. This wasn't just a show ending. It was a warning. When those in power start making parent companies like Paramount nervous, satire becomes expendable. Not because it isn't working, but because it is. Then came the threats against the Wall Street Journal. Trump warning of lawsuits if they print a story connecting him to Epstein, whether the article is airtight or not, sends a message louder than any denial. Tell the truth, and I'll destroy you. And just like that, the reporting gets delayed. The story shelved, the truth silenced. This isn't about left or right, it's about a shift in the ground we're standing on. We used to debate the facts, now we debate whether they matter at all. Truth has become a liability, satire, a threat. I never thought I'd see the day when a punchline could get you canceled, not by angry audiences, but by political pressure disguised as business decisions. I don't know where we go from here. But I do know this, when leaders fear jokes more than journalists, we're in trouble. And when journalists start pulling punches to keep the lawyers away, we're already there. So, yeah, I miss the laughs. But what I miss more is what those laughs meant, that we still had the freedom to question, to expose, to say it out loud. And I'm not ready to give that up. And if that stirred up something in you, good. Now let's keep talking.